Hot 104.7 to Andy and Mel. It is 8:10. We're going to top out at 32 today, 22 right now. Some pictures are up on our website right now, hot1047.com, of the cow accident over there just across the border in Minnesota. It was just a little bit east of Laverne, or west of Laverne, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, if you want to check those out, those are at hot1047.com. Okay, so we have a email that we got from someone who could not call in but wanted to do an impression of her husband.
Mm-hmm.
So we will act out this email.
Yes, we will.
I will play the part of the emailer.
So you're going to play the girl
part.
I'm
going to be the woman.
Okay.
In this.
And I'm going to be her husband.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay, so let me get it up over here. Okay, here it is. Okay. Okay, go ahead. It starts off with the husband.
Honey, was there anything you'd like me to do for you?
No, thank you. I think we're good.
Okay, so I can play my PS3 then?
Hmm?
I love you. I'll be in the cave.
You suck, but I love you.
I think I did a pretty good job.
Okay. I have issues here.
Why?
What is the problem with us doing our hobby when there is nothing pressing you need us to do? Okay, with the three kids now, I almost never touch my PS3. Unless it's late at night on a Friday or Saturday
night.
Almost never.
You know how I feel about grown men and playing video games.
And you know how I feel about women who take pictures of everything and put them on Facebook like we all care.
Well, at least 10 to 11 people care because they like it.
So what? Out of your 1,100 friends, that would be a minority.
I'm just saying, at least.
Okay. All I'm saying is I don't see the problem with our hobby, okay? Mm-hmm. Video games have been around since I was born.
Yeah.
Okay? Some of the ones I play are rated mature for adults only.
Mm.
Okay. What is the big problem? I don't get this. I don't get it all. What is the big problem? Why can't we have a hobby that is a video game? What's wrong with it?
There's probably more constructive hobbies to have.
Such as?
Building something.
Okay. What do you want built?
A deck.
Do you want to fall through the deck to your death? That's something you hired.
I was trying
done.
To come up with something.
I don't get it. I don't get it. Okay. Don't get it. Don't get it. Now, if there's something I should be doing and I'm down there playing video games and my wife gets mad, I don't have a problem with her getting mad at me.
Okay. That's true.
That's kind of like, and it happened one time not too long ago where I was just like, you didn't think.
Hmm.
Yeah, should have known better.
Gotcha.
But it also goes back to the whole, like, the conversation even said, is there anything you would like me to do? He asked.
He did.
He asked.
That was nice.
She said there was nothing. So that would mean to him that he can do whatever he would like. There is no chore outstanding requires
that
performance.
Been such a nice time for them to spend time together.
She's on the couch watching Oprah.
Then he could say, hey, honey, let's go do something. Let's do something together.
Oh, stop. You're always going to have another thing.
Duh.
It's just not
fair. Do you
want
to throw that pen at me?
No, I'm just...
You picked it up like you wanted to throw it at me.
I just threw it down into the counter because I'm disgusted. I can't stand the double standard anymore.
Double standard.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because you guys don't have a double standard.
You can mess
ever.
Around on Facebook, on the computer, or your phone for however long you want to, and I'm not allowed to go down and play my video game.
Go play.
Yeah, see, and then when you say it like that, it's even worse.
Mm-hmm.
Go play, if you dare. That's basically what you're saying.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
104.7, Andy and Mel, 823 up to 32 today with some patchy fog here and there this morning. There are some interesting things this morning. First off, we have the cows that tipped over in the truck out on I-90. Also, we learned this morning that there is an Uptown Sioux Falls.
Mm-hmm. Are those Uptown girls?
Someone on Facebook asked, so where are the Uptown girls? Travis wanted to know.
Uptown girls.
Oh, they're there. They're there.
They're hanging out in Falls Park.
The only problem is you have to know where Uptown is.
Yeah.
And we're not exactly sure.
No, I think we got to figure
it out. Yeah, it's downtown.
Hey, where's Uptown?
Downtown.
Downtown.
Huh? What? It's super confusing, really.
Yeah, I got a text message from 2606. She said, OMG, you guys, that was awful.
What was awful?
Now, I wasn't sure what she was referring to.
Oh.
If it was the acting we did previously of the other woman's
impression the husband
of the
and
guy
wife?
In the video game thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it was just the segment altogether. And yeah, it was just the acting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've never been a good actor.
I don't know. I think that my portrayal of the husband was pretty good. Because I'm pretty sure. I sounded like a lot of guys I know.
Well, sounds like a lot of the guys you've dated, for sure.
Ow.
Oh, snap.
Hence why I've dated them.
Yeah, would you like some Bactine for that burn? Ooh. Anyway.
Really?
So.
You should at least say aloe vera. Bactine sounds silly. I don't think anybody even uses that anymore.
Would you like some Watkins salve for that burn? Raise your hand if your mom had a 50-year-old can of that growing up. Me.
Me. The mentholatum is my favorite.
Yeah. It looks like something you'd find in an antique store.
It does, but it works wonders.
It does. I found a new can of it and bought it.
You did?
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, the smell brought me back.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. I love the Watkins mentholatum when you're sick. Rub that in your chest.
Yeah.
It just feels so much better.
Char's on the phone. How are you, Char?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. What's up?
I have to say, I'm going to agree with you on this. This is the only first time, though. I have a husband of 10 years that he plays his video game, and I don't care. That's my alone time. As long as he has all his stuff done and there's nothing else we need to do, go ahead. Have fun. Get out of my hair.
Yeah. What? I don't see the problem. I mean,
my friends always thought it was really weird that I... And there's times I'll even sit out there with him while he's playing, because he plays it in our living room, and I'll read a book.
Yeah. And, okay, it could be worse. We could be out, you know, spending money in a bar.
Exactly.
There's lots of... There are worse things we could be doing.
I'll agree with you that one. They could be...
Because his friends all go to the bars, and he still will sit at home, and he'll still play a PlayStation game. He has Xbox, not PlayStation. But he still will sit home and play that while his friends are at a bar. I'd much rather have him at home playing a video game than out at a bar.
Yeah.
So I'm cool with it.
Well, thank you for the call, Char.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And actually, last Saturday night, instead of staying up late on Saturday night playing video games, I was cleaning my guns because I hadn't cleaned them in a long time.
Were you doing that?
Which is another thing that you're not supposed to do in the company of a woman.
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know if I really understand that one. I've been around that all my life.
I did. I got a text from a guy that said, I thought the cleaning guns was maybe a euphemism.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking that, but I didn't want to say it. But the thought did
go
through
my head. No, I think it was actually intended as, you know, firearms.
Okay.
Is what they were talking about.
That's not what I was thinking.
Although, I do remember watching, one of my favorite movies of all time is MASH. And yes, there is a MASH movie that came out in 1970.
I don't really care for the movie, but anyway.
Donald Sutherland, Elliot Gould, Tom Skerritt, great movie.
I think the TV show is better.
Robert Duvall, no.
Mm-hmm.
It was, the TV show was not even close to as good as the movie. Anyway.
Disagree.
There's one of the little speeches that comes over the speakers is, all non-commissioned personnel must report for short arm inspection, blah, 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 blah. And my grandpa Larson told me what short arm inspection was.
Is this an off-air conversation?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. Google it if you don't know what it is.
Oh, that's gonna be but a it was, fun Google.
But the funny thing was, I was only like 13 when he told me that. Because he was in the Army in World War II, and so he had to, you know, go to short arm inspection.
Okay.
Anyway, learned something today, didn't you?
I don't think I ever wanted to know that, yeah, but we'll go with it.
Hey, you still learned something. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
I hate when I'm about to hug someone really sexy and my face hits the mirror.
Yep. We're going to miss that humble streak in you for sure. Hot.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 843 up to 32. Some patchy fog, allegedly. I don't see any fog.
Out in the country, there probably is some.
Yeah, there probably is somewhere. Somewhere in a land far, far away where the fog never ends.
No, I'm sure a non-city area.
They're
areas.
Not saying fog anymore, okay. So that was the forecast as of about 5:30 this morning.
But
so.
Now it's updated?
Just breezy and 32 now. All right. So I'll quit saying fog.
Thanks.
You're welcome. And if anyone else would like to correct me on anything, by all means.
Oh, goodness.
Let us know.
Relax. Relax now.
What? No, I'm... What?
You're getting all crabby.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not at all.
Okay.
I was just pointing out that people love to correct people.
They do.
Mm-hmm. Like, for instance...
So you do. You love to do it.
When it's a horrible mistake. Especially on the radio station that I run.
You love to do it, though, no matter what.
No, I let it go a lot of times. In everyday life.
Okay.
But when you're talking about Charlize Theron, I tend to...
Like her name that way.
Yeah. When's your last day again?
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow will be my last day.
No,
I'm glad that you're looking forward to
it. Somebody commented on a blog post that I wrote yesterday and said, they called it the worst writing ever. I'm pretty sure it wasn't the worst ever.
I've done way worse.
Yeah.
Oh, I can admit it. I'm not.
I love how people just jump to hyperbole, though, with every little thing.
Oh, I know. But I'm not by any means a very good writer.
And, like, that goes with everything. Like, movies, TV. That was the best movie ever.
Yeah, it's always ever.
Ever.
Well, I've done, like, best photobomb ever or something like that.
Yeah.
I've said that before. But there are some pretty epic photobombs.
There are, but... You know, when it comes right down to it,
when
is
you
it
think
really
about it,
the worst or the
ever.
Best thing ever?
No.
No.
They're just trying to make a point when they do it that way.
Yeah. That's the thing I hate about the internet. It gave the stupid a voice.
It did.
Yeah.
It did. Yeah. And it gave, like, the people that are in public, they can't be mean.
Yeah.
You know? But
we can't be the snarky... jack wagons that everyone else can be, because then we get in trouble. You can't be rude to people.
Yeah.
They were rude to me first. You still can't. You can't do that.
But that's what the internet did, though. Yeah. It gave people that could never publicly
and
say
at least,
things like that.
And at least it was when it was, at least when it's a Facebook comment, at least there's a name tied to it.
Right. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Because publicly, a lot of these people are too shy to say their piece or to be mean or whatever. And it gives them, like, this cover in order for them to
I have
to
low self-esteem and live in mom's basement, so I'm going to write mean things on the internet to prop myself up.
It's true.
Well, how about move out of your mom's basement and get some self-esteem?
Yeah, make yourself happy.
Yeah.
You know?
Do something with
because
your life.
Because it won't really honestly make you happy overall if you keep making other people unhappy by being mean to them.
Yeah, get a job.
There's a PSA for you.
Yeah. Like this 18-year-old kid in Indianapolis. This is a very cool story. His name is Jaquiel Reagan. Lives in Indianapolis. Had to quit school 2 years ago when his mother died, and he had to support his siblings.
Aww.
Got his GED, but he's had trouble keeping a steady job. Then last week, he found out that a thrift store, I'm going to pop some tags, was hiring.
$100 in my pocket. Okay.
He couldn't afford the bus ride, so he walked in the snow, even though the store was 10 miles from his house.
Oh, brr.
About 3 miles into his walk, he passed a guy named Art Bouvier, who owns Papa Roo Cajun Cooking. Art was clearing the ice from the front of his restaurant and decided to give Jaquiel a ride the rest of the way. And he was so impressed with his work ethic, he posted the story on his Facebook page and he announced that he was going to give Jaquiel a job at the restaurant.
Wow.
Even better, when the city bus company found out that about Jaquil's story, they gave him a year's worth of free bus passes.
Isn't that cool? That's so sweet.
That is so cool.
It gave me chills.
Yeah.
It's very cool. It's actually, that reminds me of the story that I'm blogging about right now. Have you seen this? The video has been kind of floating around Facebook. It's about a basketball player, about this team. I can't recall the name of the team right off the top of my head, but they have a mentally challenged kid on the team. Like, they made him the equipment manager, and he loves basketball. In the very last game of the season, he
I've seen this before.
Hartman or whatever from CBS did it, like one of the on the road things.
Yeah, that's kind of old.
It's been floating all over Facebook lately. Like, I've seen it posted several times.
Can you show me your monitor? I think that's a...
Oh, I don't have it up.
That's
right.
A story from like 3-4 years ago, if I remember right. And he hit a bunch of threes at the end of the game?
No, that's not what happened.
Oh, a different one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't have it up right now. But I just have my link to it.
Okay.
Anyway, but at the end, they kept trying to get him. They gave him the ball, and he finally got to play the very last game.
Mm-hmm.
But he kept missing. And then at the very last moment, a teammate from the other team passed the ball to him, and he made the shot.
Oh, cool.
They lost, but of course, the whole crowd goes out running to him. It was just such a neat sportsmanship type story. So I'm about to post that video. You have to watch it. I had tears.
There was one. I can't remember what I can't remember what the deal was with the kid. He was challenged in some way, but this was probably 3-4 years ago. He was they finally got him in. He was actually on the team, was mostly equipment manager, but
yeah.
He suited up for like the last game.
Yeah, he had the outfit on and stuff.
And yeah. No, this is a different story.
Okay.
And so he goes into the game, and not only did he get in the game, he started raining threes. He had like, I don't remember how many it was, but it was like 7 or 8 3-pointers, like right at the end of the game. Yeah, that one's cool.
That's
too.
That's very cool.
If you find that one, I know ESPN did a story on that kid a few years ago. But anyway, we've got music coming up here shortly from the Lumineers. Hang on. How about 4.7, Andy and Mel, 856, 32 today. The fog's over.
Yay.
There wasn't any fog, I don't think.
I think there was some fog this morning.
I don't think there was any fog.
Way earlier.
So, have you ever wondered if you're at risk for spontaneous combustion?
No, I don't ever worry about that. Should I?
Apparently, it was more common 200 years ago than it is now. Because there was an article.
What?
io9.com.
Okay. People just spontaneously combusted. Back in the day,
on io9.com, they found an article from Latham's Quarterly, offers a list of risk factors collected by a physician named Pierre Lair in 1799. Or if you're from South Dakota, his name would be Pierre Lair.
Mm-hmm. I don't think so. It's probably Pierre.
If you're older, especially over the age of 60, you're more prone to just burst into flames. You're overweight. You're inactive, you're an alcoholic, you're a woman. Yes, apparently you're more likely to randomly burst into flames if you're female.
You're a vampire.
And you're more likely to spontaneously combust in the winter than in the summer. For what it's worth.
Okay.
The combustion is usually extremely rapid.
I would assume. Be now, really bad for it to be a slow combustion.
Keep in mind,
you know,
this
all of a sudden
was,
you start at your toes and it slowly
these were risk
combusting.
Factors. These were risk factors according to a physician in 1799. So,
did people really combust?
I don't know. There was a South Park episode about that.
Because that makes it real.
But the reason they were spontaneously combusting was because they were holding them back all day.
Oh, I gotcha.
Kenny went to a movie with his girlfriend and, you know, he was doing the right thing. He was holding it. Yeah. And then he just exploded in flames. It takes is a little spark.
If you're a vampire and you went outside, depending on what kind of vampire you were, if you're a Twilight vampire, you'd just sparkle.
Yeah.
But if you're just like a normal vampire, then you would have spontaneously combust.
I've never watched Twilight. They actually sparkle when they're outside. Really? Like... Just the air around them sparkles, or they actually sparkle?
No, their skin sparkles when like little bits of light like will hit them, like they'll start sparkling. It's very pretty.
Because the vampires in Twilight are covered in glitter?
I don't know why they sparkle.
Okay.
Maybe it says in the book. I don't know. Maybe I missed that part of the movies. Why they sparkle.
I know loves of people love the Twilight.
And I love the movies. I love the movies. I do.
Maybe I will one day sit down and watch a Twilight.
Honestly, I think the movies are really good. I really do like them. I probably wouldn't sit down and write
should
the book.
Should I watch the first one?
Yeah,
first?
I think you should start the first one.
Okay.
I think so. I really do think that they're good. Like, the new one comes out on video. The last one, I should say, on video on the Saturday.
What would you put the over-under at of me shutting it off?
Oh, gosh. I think that you might give it a chance because, I mean, there is some fighting scenes.
Okay, 45 minutes.
No, I think you'd watch it all the way through.
Would I shut it off before or after 45 minutes?
After. I think you'd watch it the whole way through. I think that you would. Okay. I honestly think that they're very good movies.
Okay. I'll give it a...
I think that you would like it.
I'll give it a whirl.
I don't think you'd be annoyed. I mean, you'd laugh at some of the things that are cheesy.
Okay. But and I'll be sitting there going, where's Kiefer Sutherland when you need him?
I laughed.
Okay. All right. We've got music coming up from Maroon 5. Also, Chris Wallace. Hang on. It's 9 o'clock. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7.com.